we're going to interview Melvin Chen, who is the director, deputy dean of the Yale School of Music. I'm very familiar with him here up in Norfolk, Connecticut. Melvin, thanks for joining us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So now I am taking a giant step forward without even speaking to you about this yet, but will this be the season where people get to return?
Yes, it will be, finally. It's been two summers without any audiences in the shed, and everyone, you know, including me and everyone at Yale, are thrilled to welcome audiences back for live music.
You know, for people that really aren't aware, and there might be some people who have moved into our area recently that aren't aware, the Yale School of Music in Norfolk really features incredible graduate-level performers and composers. And the faculty there is absolutely amazing. And the concerts that are put on are unbelievable. And like I said, we've missed them for the past 2 years, but everything kind of gets back to normal. Did it take a while to set up the schedule and put all the pieces of the puzzle like Humpty Dumpty again?
I mean, you know, it's every summer is like that when we have concerts. We have, you know, guest faculty coming in from all over the country, and they stay for a week or two, and then we have, you know, these incredibly talented fellows also, you know, from Yale and also from around the country, and then putting together who's going to play what. You know, as a matter of fact, after this interview, I'm going to keep working on it. I'm about halfway done. But, you know, I'm excited that we have a great summer of great music, of really talented musicians. And it's going to be great with audiences back.
You know what's interesting, and I don't know if people realize this, but I guess each year when you do this, you receive about 1,000 to 2,000 applications, and you admit about 100 students out of those 1,000 to 2,000 people, and that those are from just about every corner of the world.
That's right. I mean, at the School of Music, that's true. We admit about 100 students every year. At Norfolk specifically, it's a smaller group. I think this summer we'll have around 29 fellows, and we receive hundreds of applications. Normally, we'd hear these people live. They'd either come to New Haven or I go around the country to hear these people. But because of the pandemic, we had to do the auditions virtually. So they send in video recordings, and the faculty and I sit and listen to them and decide who we would like to come this summer.
Now, when does your season actually start with live performances in Norfolk this year?
Well, this year we start the first week of July. We're starting with actually a special event, which is free to everyone. It's part of our Musical Bridges project, in which we commission composers to write music that kind of bridge different genres of music. And this year, our composer is Angel Lamb, and she's writing a piece for piano, cello, and pipa, which is a Chinese traditional instrument, and I'm excited because we have probably the world's foremost performer on that instrument, Wu Man, who's going to join us for that world premiere performance. She is she's one of the founding members of the Silk Road Ensemble. She's played all over the world. I mean, she's a huge star on that instrument. So I'm excited for that. That'll open our season. That's the first Wednesday in July, and then we're off to the races with concerts every Friday and Saturday evening until the middle of August.
Now, the Friday concerts, those are the Shed, the Emerging Artist Series, right?
No, the Emerging Artist Series concerts are on Thursday evening at 7:30, and then Saturday morning at 10:30. So it's a very busy summer, but it's going to be a summer full of great music.
Are you happy with what you have lined up so far? Because, I mean, this area, one thing I found about it, between what you do, what Hotchkiss does, what area outfits, we have such an amazing abundance of talent that comes in. And the cost to see this talent, if you were to go someplace else, would probably be anywhere from $100 to $200. And it's a bargain around here.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's great. There's so many world-class events in the area, and especially if you count the Berkshires. What I would say about Norfolk is that it really is a chance to hear kind of established world-class artists like the Brentano Quartet, you know, like David Schifrin, playing alongside young emerging talents. And it's a chance to see them, first of all, work together, which I think is great, but it's also a chance to look at kind of the up-and-coming next generation of chamber music stars.
Well, it's a win-win-win. They get to work with somebody that they learn from. They get to perform in a very, very, very impressive concert setting. So, I mean, they get that experience as well. Plus, the educational component that you say that all works into it for their future. I mean, for the students, it's a win-win-win. And I would think it's also pleasurable for the people that they play with.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the faculty, I mean, they love coming, you know, just to work with such great talent. But, you know, when you add the fact that they're actually playing together, I think that's an added bonus. And, you know, many of the faculty have commented to me how much they love performing alongside these young fellows. You know, when the fellows gather for the summer, one of the things I tell them is that, you know, your goal is to sound better than the faculty. You know, they really work hard to live up to that.
And we're speaking with Melvin Chen, the director, deputy dean of the Yale School of Music up here in Norfolk. This summer's concert series is set, and it will be underway. Now, I do have to ask this question simply because even though the pandemic is turning into an endemic, are there any concert goer rules that you are going to have for this season?
Yes, there are. So since we're a program of Yale, we have to follow the health and safety rules that Yale lays out for us. And for us, that means the audience has to be fully vaccinated and boosted, and they also have to wear masks inside the music shed. You know, those are rules that we've actually been following this semester already. And we also have rules for the faculty and the fellows, partially because now this year, which was a change from last year, we're having choral music again, we're having wind and brass instruments, we're having singers, and so there's special precautions that we're taking, including basically rapid testing all the performers every day before they go into rehearsal.
Now, if people want more information, the website that I click on, and this will take you right to the concert calendar and also the rules that we're just talking about, is music-tickets.yale.edu/events. I will have this link up on our on-demand page. When this interview is over, you can go to robinhoodradio.com, click on on-demand, and click on the interview page and click on this interview, and all the proper links will be there for you to navigate around and see what the full season will bring. So explain to us a little bit about the first couple of concerts, who they are and what they're about.
Well, the first one is the first Wednesday in July, and that's going to be a world premiere of a piece by Angel Lam, and it will feature the pipa soloist Wu Man. And then the rest of the summer is centered around a theme, and the theme I decided for this summer is called It's About Time. And that we're exploring all meanings of that phrase. It's about time that we have audiences back. The first concert is a Beethoven concert, because we were supposed to have celebrated Beethoven's birthday in 2020, and obviously we could not, and so it's about time we celebrated Beethoven's birthday. So that first Friday night is an all Beethoven concert, and then we go from there. So once we start, we're off and running.
Well, it's exciting, and it's great to have it back in full view. And now, this is probably a foolish question. Are you going to do virtual showings as well, or just the live ones?
Well, we stream, and we have even okay. Before the pandemic, we stream all our concerts. And so if you can't make it to the live show, you can watch along in real time on our stream. So we'll have a very high quality audio and video stream available, as well as people in the hall listening.
Well, once again, people can get more information. Basic music.yale.edu. And if you want more information on the concerts, just put a slash at the end of that and concert-series, and you can get all the information there. It's just great to have you back in full-fledged, and I can hear the change in your voice and the atmosphere, Melvin, that you have. You seemed once again very excited for the start of this full summer.
No, it's great. We're all looking forward to it, and I look forward to seeing all of you in the shed.
Melvin, have a great season, and hopefully we'll speak to you again in a month or so.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Once again, the Yale Summer School of Music and their concert series is on for this year.